ask Catherine a few questions this week. The television shows that we see today are very different than the ones we saw 40 to 50 years ago. TV shows used to be about family values and fun, and today they're more about ego, chaos, evil, and selfishness. How much of this transition, in your opinion, has to do with the intentional programming of our minds? I find that most TV is really about programming and entrainment, although there's plenty that's just entertainment, and they're mixed together. I would say if you look at what you need to be successful in where the economy is going, you need very high learning speeds, you need to understand what's really going on, and more importantly, you need to learn collaborative skills, sort of an attitude, a positive attitude in terms of working with other people and finding ways of building alignment. And of course, what does TV teach? It's the opposite. It teaches and encourages low learning speeds in most cases. There's some wonderful and remarkable exceptions to that. I certainly don't want to denigrate them. It teaches a lot of divide and conquer. It teaches people to feel like victims. It teaches people, you know, the opposite of collaboration. And you certainly, you know, whatever an entrepreneurial attitude is, it's rare you find it on TV. Again, some very wonderful and notable exceptions. And of course, you have all the entrainment that comes with a lot of different kinds of media. So I just think, you know, we all have the ability to turn it off. I don't own a TV. I haven't owned a TV since 1984, with the exception of when I worked in the administration, a decorator bought one for me without my consent. Said I couldn't work in the Bush administration without a TV, but I gave it away when I left. So, you know, we all have the ability to just turn it off. And I think part of what we're talking about here on the Solari Report today and always is, how do we build a strong immunity to these things? And part of it is seeing it for what it is and then turning it off. There are plenty of other, we all enjoy entertainment. There are plenty of other ways to get entertained that can minimize the amount of the entrainment and the programming you have to take in. I was born here in the United States and have lived here my entire life. America's much more clueless, blind, and trusting of their own government than people from other countries around the world seem to be. Please don't attack Americans. It's so easy to get frustrated and then start blaming Americans. There are over 300 million people resident in the United States of America. There are many different fact patterns, many different groups. I will say this, there's less literacy about the economy and the ecosystem, financial ecosystem. You know, a lot more is spent here to create and educate false frames and to threaten people who don't go along with the false frames. You know, I think the question says to me, you may not understand the extent of the soft weapons that get used and the fact that most people want to live their lives. They really don't want to have a fight with the Mr. Global and the American tapeworm. So I just think it's a much deeper issue, and I think there are plenty of people who know what's going on but understand how dangerous it is to say anything, and certainly to say anything to strangers. Okay, perhaps too late for the interview. How does the Farm Bill commodity subsidy affect the commodity market in broad terms? The recently passed 2014 Farm Bill is a mixed bag. The five-year bill is worth nearly $1 trillion and includes funds for programs like nutrition, farmers insurance, agricultural research, commodity subsidies, and conservation. 79% of the bill funds the SNAP program, food stamps, and nutrition education. And of the 21% other part of the pie, 68% funds commodities and crop insurance. Very important legislative package and appropriations. So thanks for pointing that out. The U.S. farm subsidy programs are designed to create a huge amount of a few crops, mainly five main crops, and that's designed to make sure that the United States can compete globally and provide a significant amount of what looks like calories, you know, that you and I may not think are the highest quality, but it's designed to create a centralized agricultural juggernaut, which it has done. Next question, and this was on the article called Support Your Local Slaughterhouse, wonderful article by Bill Nyman's wife on the importance of, if we're going to build a healthy food system, having local slaughterhouses under our control that we can trust. Very important point, and very few people understand how much sort of putting the local slaughterhouses out of business has been essential to sort of centralizing control of the meat supply. One of the subscriber posts, the comment, we all know this. We suspect it is some kind of effort to herd, sorry about the pun, business towards much bigger, gigantic corporate facilities as well as shut down our local producers. It makes no sense otherwise. Yes, indeed. Centralization, control of the food supply. Another person asked me if I've ever seen a website on called theweatherspace.com. It has maps for electromagnetic patterns from HARP, I believe it is, and also chemtrail forecasts. I plan to watch it daily, looking for patterns as I do earthquakes. Seeing patterns of earthquakes in areas of geopolitical unrest has been eye-opening. Yes, the correlation between earthquakes and places where, you know, that are being targeted for the kind of harvesting we're seeing in the Ukraine are very eye-opening. Haiti is the one of the more recent and painful examples. Weird weather, if there is, you know, I haven't mentioned it till now, but all of North America has been struggling mighty with unbelievably strange weather patterns. As I said in the last annual wrap-up and the one before, weird weather is going to be a major trend. It's certainly been that way for the last 2 months. I posted a commentary up on the blog early this week. On Sunday, we started the day at 6 a.m. at 64 degrees in Hickory Valley, Tennessee. By the evening, it was 34 degrees, and by 2 a.m., it was 12 degrees. And that's, you know, in early March. Doesn't make any sense. Last comment posted this week. I'm extremely pleased that news of your establishment came my way. The mental, emotional, and spiritual nutrition you're offering is a real treat. Thank you.